Let's talk about pride in a whole different direction. We said that Mother Teresa was one of the most magnificent askers of all. She's 57 years old. She's a Catholic teacher in Calcutta, India, which I studied in, so I totally understand this place, and it has a caste system. She sees on a street a man dying who is what is called an untouchable, that is the lowest caste. And because she's an educator, she is second to the highest caste in India. Nobody will help. She appeals to everyone. And so what she does is she becomes like a little lift loader, and she just picks this guy up, takes him home to her home. With tears in her eyes and tears in this guy's eyes, she saw Christ in his eyes as he died and gave her grace and forgiveness and thankfulness for taking care of him. What happened, though, is the flash she saw in this man's eyes was that she needed to start the Sisters of Charity. She goes to the head of the diocese and says, I want to start the Sisters of Charity. And the head guy says, well, how much money you got? Says, 3 cents. Says, 3 cents? Get out of here. You can't start a major missionary effort with 3 cents. She says, with 3 cents and God, I can start anything. And she not only started one of the most powerful movements of the whole world, but in interviews they asked, how do you define yourself, Mother Teresa? She says, I'm a pencil in the hand of God. And she just went on to do such magnificent things. But let me just tell you what she did is she took care of the downtrodden, the homeless, the sick, and she gave them love and joy and happiness. And people like Malcolm Muggeridge, one of the great atheists of England, went and got enlightenment and got spirituality and joined the church because of her, because her benefaction, her sweetness of spirit just inundated other people and absorbed them into her presence. But people would come and volunteer to work with her, all free without pay. And she said, I want you to understand, you're on 3 months probation. And the only way you get to stay is if you exude the joy of service. I ask you as an extra question, a bonus question, are you exuding the joy of service?
So as we look back over these five barriers to asking, ignorance, we don't know what to ask for, we don't know how to ask for it, we don't know who to ask. Sometimes we're not even in touch with what we want. We see that there's limiting and inaccurate beliefs about asking. We see that there's a lot of fears, fear of rejection and fear of unworthiness and so forth. And that there's low self-esteem, the sense that we don't even deserve to get what we want. And pride, this pride that stands in our way of looking needy and realizing that all people really need stuff, that none of us can do it alone. And as you're listening to this, I would ask you to consider which of these five barriers, maybe one, maybe several, maybe all of them, are stopping you. And really get in touch with that these are just self-created barriers. They're not things out there that are stopping you, but they're things inside of yourself that you have total control over. And if you begin to work with these and bring them into awareness and then move through them, you can begin to have everything you want in life.
Each of us gets to go through these barriers, and we got to do it by ourselves. Fear is always and only self-imposed. Pride sometimes wipes us out, and it comes before our own fall. And low self-esteem, if you start asking yourself these questions, as I said, to chisel out your low self-esteem and start going towards exalted, high, exuding, sunshine, radiant self-esteem that gets the darkness out of your life. And you get rid of the fear by confronting it and making it disappear, as the great Dr. Napoleon Hill said. And you get rid of the little, pedantic, squishing beliefs, and you get into start having healthy, hearty, holistic beliefs that'll take you where you want to go. It's our objective to confront all that, attack it, and just really start going into new spaces and new places. And we're enjoying taking you on a trip. We want to not give you a handout, but we want to give you a hand up. And I hope that you'll take our hand and then you'll give it on to somebody else, and we'll all learn to master asking.